Years ago, when young Clark Kent lived in Smallville with his foster parents, Jonathan and Martha Kent, he began his early crime-fighting career in his secret identity of Superboy. And like all boys, there were occasions when young Clark was disobedient. But how do you punish a super bad boy? What happened when the Boy of Steel became a Brat of Steel? Listen to The Punishment of Superboy. It began one day in Smallville when Superboy was flying home from a patrol of the city.
Hi, Dad. Just finished my patrol over the town. All's well.
Good, son. Then you can do your home chores now. The woodpile needs chopping first, son. Of course, you can't use your superpowers without exposing your secret identity. People can see into our backyard.
Oh, gee, Dad. Why can't I do it after dark using my super speed? Don't forget, I don't have to work like ordinary boys. I'm Superboy.
Superboy or not, you must learn to obey your elders.
Easy, Jonathan. Now, don't be upset. All growing boys act stubborn at times. Clark will grow out of it in time.
He might grow into a bad boy if he isn't trained to respect his parents, Martha. Now, for the last time, Clark, will you chop that wood now?
No, Dad. I love you and Mom dearly, but it's silly for me to chop wood like an ordinary farm boy. It's such a waste of my time.
Still disobedient, eh? Into the woodshed, young man.
No!
I'm sorry, but you're going to have to be punished. Seems to be the only way you'll ever learn.
But for Dad Kent, that was easier said than done. Taking the disobedient boy over his knee.
This will hurt me more than you, son.
Ow! Dad, I'm the invulnerable Boy of Steel, remember? You can't punish me by giving me a spanking.
All right, all right. But you still have to be taught a lesson. You'll go to bed tonight without supper.
Oh, but that's no punishment, Dad. I can go without food indefinitely.
Yes, I forgot that. Yes. Well, then I'll take away your radio. You can't listen to the baseball game that's on now.
Oh, but Dad, you know I can simply pick up the announcer's voice directly with my super hearing. Let's see. Mel Hubble just hit a homer, tying up the game. The score is 3-3. They're taking the pitcher out.
Oh, never mind the details, brat. Depriving you of your radio is useless. Well, tonight I'm taking your mother to the movies. As punishment, you're not going with us. You're staying home.
But later, when Dad and Mom Kent returned home from the movie, young Clark greets them at the door.
Hi, Dad, Mom. Boy, wasn't it exciting when Henry Taylor held off the invading army with only 10 men.
Well, how did you... Oh, no. You used your telescopic vision to watch the movie. How could I forget that?
Oh, Jonathan, even if our son disobeyed you, how can you punish him when he has superpowers? Give up, dear.
No, Martha. Like all other growing boys, it's important for Superboy to be molded the right way, or he might turn into a super bad boy. It's a terrible problem, but somehow I must think of a way to punish Superboy for his disobedience.
Next day, Dad Kent finally saw his chance when...
Dad, what are you doing? As Superboy, I'm supposed to be umpire at the championship marble matches. I'm due there now.
I'm shutting the window and the door. I must lock you in your room, son, to punish you by making you miss the big event that you've always attended before.
But, Dad...
And you're not to use any super tricks this time. I forbid you to melt the window glass with your heat vision or smash through the door or the walls, you understand? Now... That should take care of everything.
Not quite. Dad didn't say anything about Crypto, my super dog. I'll wait until Dad's gone downstairs. Now, I'll give the super whistle that only Crypto can hear. Good, he heard me. Crypto, the key in the door lock. Get the key out. Attaboy, Crypto. Now, push the key under the door. With your nose. Attaboy, Crypto. Good dog.
Later, as Dad and Mom Kent passed the area where the marble tournament was being held...
Ladies and gentlemen, in between rounds, Superboy, our umpire, will entertain you by knocking 12 marbles out at once with one shot.
Now, Martha, did you hear that? Somehow he outwitted me again. Superboy got out of the house. Well, that does it. There's only one thing left to do. I hate to use it on the boy, but...
Oh, now, wait, Jonathan. I'm sure Clark didn't violate any of the orders you gave him. He must have found another way to get out.
But don't you see, Martha? It doesn't matter how he tricked me. It's the principle that counts. Even you don't seem to understand just how important it is for Clark's future that I win this battle.
When Superboy returned home, his father listened silently to his explanation of how he got out of the room. Then he was sent back upstairs again to finish his homework. Later, young Clark heard his parents' angry voices from the floor below.
I give up, Martha. He's too much for me. It's really your fault we can't handle him. You've spoiled him.
Now, don't sit the blame on me, Jonathan. He's just as much your son, too.
Oh, my gosh. Mom and Dad are quarreling over me.
Well, that does it. I'm moving out, Martha.
Oh.
And leaving that super brat in your hands. You can raise him from now on. I don't want any part of him.
That's what you think. I'm going to my sister's. Clark can just take care of himself from now on.
Mom! Dad! Wait! Gosh, they both left. I'm all alone now. I love them more than anything in the world, but now our happy home is broken up. And it's all my fault for being so stubborn. I made a fool of Dad when he tried to punish me. Oh, if only they'd come back, I'd never be a bad boy again.
Son?
Clark.
Mom! Dad, you're back!
We never really left, son. We were waiting outside. You see, your mother and I planned that fake quarrel to bring you to your senses. It was the only way we could punish our super son.
You sure did. You found my one vulnerable spot. My love for both of you. I've learned my lesson.
I'm so glad, son. We did it all for your own good.
Son, I hope you realize now that all boys, even Superboy, need the firm guidance of their parents to learn right from wrong.
Yes, Dad, I do. In fact, I think I'll go out in the yard right now and start chopping that wood, the hard way.